The 13th General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops continues today, discussing the new evangelization. Among the participants are 15 fraternal delegates from churches and ecclesial communities not in communion with the Catholic Church. One of these is Jeff Tunnicliffe, the Secretary General of the World Evangelical Alliance. Philippa Hitchin spoke to him about his impressions of the Synod.
It's very good to be here to hear the commitment to evangelization. Of course, for evangelicals, the heart of being an evangelical is a commitment to world evangelization. And to sit and listen to the interventions, the topics that are being discussed, I think are really vital for not only for the Catholic Church, but also for the global church as well.
Have there been particular interventions, particular presentations that have struck you in a special way?
Well, I think the strong focus on Christology, on the person of Christ, I think that's been very encouraging and very impressive. But also recognizing the context in which the church exists in many different parts of the world, and particularly parts of the world where the church is in a minority, and how the church is facing that challenge, I think, have been very, very encouraging. Looking at the areas of the new media, you know, how do we use media to be effective in our communication of the gospel? I think that's also been an indication. But also dealing with some of the struggles as well, and the context of pain where the church has been instrumental in that pain, not just in the Catholic Church, but beyond. And how do you deal with that reality and the gospel being relevant and compassionate towards those who have been damaged by the church, I think has also been a very important conversation that I've heard.
You're talking about the many points of unity, the many areas in which the different Christian communities are seeking to tackle together some of the problems that people face. I've also heard some of the bishops here complaining about some of the newer Christian communities and the way they are trying to perhaps poach the faithful from their traditional churches. How do you see these areas of conflict, if you like?
Well, it is a challenge for us, and depending on which part of the world you're in. And the truth is that the evangelical community is growing around the world today. We represent over 650 million Christians. And so, of course, there will be tensions in some places. I think one of the things that we continue to fall back on is the joint document that we signed with the Catholic Church and the World Council of Churches last year on the area of Christian witness in a multi-religious world and developing best practices. And so we encourage all Christians to live in unity and respect one another. But we also recognize that people make their own decisions and they want to express their faith perhaps in different ways. And so I think we need to allow the freedom to do that as well. I think the big challenge is how do we face together as a church, issues of radical secularism or fundamentalist religion where all churches are under attack. And I think those are the things that we can bring come together around and be united around as we face some of the bigger challenges in society.
I've heard bishops here talking about the prosperity gospel, the choice for easy answers, and how do you answer these criticisms?
I think the evangelical community is a wide community, and there are many in our family. And there are even disagreements within our own family about some of these issues, and certainly that this issue of what's been called the prosperity doctrine and gospel raises concerns for some in our community as well, that the gospel is also lived out in context of suffering and pain. And so we have lots of discussions in our own community about this issue as well, but that doesn't define us as a whole movement. But even in some of those contexts, the message of hope and joy that is brought is also, I think, helpful. So I think allowing for the breadth of the reflection of the Christian community, I think, is important, realizing that we can learn a lot from one another as well.
Would you like to see the focus on ecumenism working closer together within the very different church context? Would you like to see that as a more significant part of this synod?
Well, I think much of the non-Christian world looks at the church as one church in many ways. They don't differentiate between the denominations and that. But the truth is we have areas that we can work together on in nation building, working for the common good, issues around building strong families, dealing with some of the great challenges in our world today, whether it's poverty or the ecology. I think those things that we can really work together on, bringing a moral conversation into the public square, I think we can also work together on as well. So things, I think we can, around some very practical areas, be working together.